Pope Benedict XVI says political leaders and industrialists must make workers and their families the priority during the economic crisis. The Pope was speaking in Italian to pilgrims huddled beneath umbrellas in St. Peter's Square after the midday Angelus prayer and his reflection on this Sunday's liturgy, the first Sunday of Lent.
I saluto i lavoratori.
Many of those pilgrims were families from Naples whose future has been put on hold by news that auto giant Fiat plans to relocate production from their factory to Poland, with disastrous consequences for thousands of people and the local community. It is a situation being mirrored across Europe, America and Asia as the global economic crisis takes a firmer hold on the everyday life of everyday people.
Penso anche ad altre situazioni ugualmente difficili.
Speaking directly to those fathers and mothers who had come to the Pope, seeking words of solace and prayer, the Holy Father told them that he would entrust their prayers to Our Lady and Saint Joseph, the patron saint of all workers. He said his thoughts went out to everyone everywhere in a similar situation, and he encouraged political leaders as well as industrialists to work together during what he called a delicate moment, urging strong joint efforts that keep in mind that the priority must be workers and their families. Marking the first Sunday of Lent, Benedict XVI also renewed his invitation to the faithful to make use of this liturgical time to overcome everyday temptations, calling for a conversion of the heart towards the essential things in life.
On this first Sunday of Lent, the Gospel of St. Mark speaks of Jesus being led into the desert by the Holy Spirit, tempted by Satan and assisted by the angels. Let us pray that our Lenten journey will strengthen us in the struggle against all forms of temptation. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings, and I wish you a pleasant Sunday.